Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi with the Christmas edition of the Dog Days of Advent. It is December 25th, and Merry Christmas to you. Hope everybody had a wonderful day. It is very, very late as I record this, and I don't know if I'm going to get this posted tonight or tomorrow. We just got back from my niece's house, and it's over an hour drive away. But my brother was there, and his wife, and his two daughters who don't live nearby. So four of them flew in, I believe, on the 22nd. And then, of course, his oldest, Brittany, and her husband and two children had opened all their toys. And it was a wonderful time, just sitting and talking and playing games. We played played games on our on Jackbox TV, if anybody's familiar with that. What a lot of fun. What a group great group game. You hold up your phone and they have different game packs that you can put in. Normally the games are about $10 each, but you can buy game packs of like four or five of them for $25. So I'm definitely going to look into that. It runs on many platforms, Apple TV. I believe he was running his on, I don't know what he's running it on. I'll have to look, but Jackbox.tv is where I'm going to go look for potential. We've got game night on New Year's Eve with Scott Tyler, and I believe he's got a PS3. I'm going to look and see if I can bring my Apple TV, because this would be a lot of fun. Just a diversion from the board games. There was one where we were drawing. It was called Drawful, like awful with a DR in front of it, Drawful. And you're supposed to guess, put in lies of what you think it is. And then the real answer was in there, and you get bonus points for getting people to guess what it is. So if you've got artistic abilities, which is really hard drawing with your finger on your phone, but if you get them to draw, guess what they drew, you got points. If you could fool them, you got other points. There was another one. Oh, what was it? Fibulous, something like that, where you were giving lies and there was a truth in there and you had to pick the lies. It really fun game. It's really fun party games. So recommend checking it out if you haven't already. If you have, you know what kind of fun can be had in there. Maybe you can recommend some other games that you've had fun with. So I'm one of these people that always goes into new games with a little trepidation. I like to play what I like to play because I'm familiar with it and I have a bit of a competitive spirit. So if I don't think I can win, I don't want to play. But if I think I can win, I go all in. It's a bit of a sickness, I know, but the main thing was we were having fun. And at certain points, like for Drawful, one word came up, orchestra, and I drew, you know, the still life in watercolors, the bowl of fruit, as well as I could with my, and I was just trying to throw people off. I wanted the worst possible answer, as far from the truth. So when they saw the picture and put in what they think it should be called, there was still life with watercolors, bowl of fruit, and then orchestra comes up. So I mean, it was as easy as playing one of these things doesn't belong. So my reverse psychology did have a benefit at a point. So, and of course, they knew if I was laughing hysterically, it had nothing to do with a bowl of fruit. So that was after fun with playing that game. Anyway, I have my 25th song for the 25th days of Advent. The song today is O Come All Ye Faithful, and it starts out in English, of course, then goes to Welsh, Hebrew, our friend Esperanto, Greek, Chinese traditional, Russian, Afrikaans, Filipino, and back to English, and I'm amazed anything stayed intact with this song, because that is a lot of translations to a lot of different sentence structures and languages, and you get the idea. Here we go. O Come All Ye Faithful. Oh, let's see. How does this start out? I got to get the real words. Oh, yes. We are lost, all are faithful, the rush and the winner. Come to Bethlehem, come to him, the King of Angels was born. And this kind of makes me think of the Cars song now. Let's go, Let's go. Let's go. Jesus Christ. We'll see if we can keep working on that. Sing Alleluja. It's got a J in there. Maybe it's Lujo. You are all angels. Sing, everything is better and higher. Thanks to the highest glory. Let's go. Let's go. I picture the three wise men two wise men waiting for the third one. Come on, dude, let's go. Let's go. Jesus Christ. Final verse. Yes, God, I would like to hear from you. Good breakfast was born here. Oh, guess he's at the IHOP. Jesus for praise. Geyer and Tad. Wait, no, that was the last place. Jesus for praise. Geyer and Tad. I have no idea who these two people are. It seems now is meat. M-E-A-T, meat. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Jesus Christ. Okay, that's it for the 25th. I wish you all a wonderful day. Oh, tree toppers. I did not forget. That was not put in post-production. Tree toppers, we have had an angel on our tree since, well, when I was a kid, we had an angel. And when I was, the summer Donna and I were engaged, and it was maybe 2 months before we got married. My dad and I were heading out to work on our dive boat, and it was about a 45-minute ride. And about a half a block from our house, somebody was having a yard sale, and they had a fully decorated Christmas tree. It was just a little 7-footer fake tree with red bows, white lights, and a white angel on top for $20. So I put $20 down. I said, I'll be back at the end of the day because I got to get to Munising, Michigan, and I'll be back to pick it up later. But I didn't want anybody to take that away. I said, hey, we're getting married. We need a Christmas tree. I came back and I said, honey, I got a surprise for you. And she said, I got a surprise for you. We went to a bridal shower today and I won first place and we got $500. And we eventually bought that our first dining room table set from a furniture store. I said, that's pretty cool. I got us a Christmas tree for $20. And we had that Christmas tree for a long time. Of course, we decorated with our own ornaments and added colored lights. Those red ribbons were around for a very, very long time. I think my brother even put one of the red ribbons around the neck of the angel when we were first married. And it stayed there forever. Eventually, the angel kicked a bucket. The lights went out. I forgot what happened. I think one of her arms caught on fire or it wasn't pretty. It was brown and smoky, like there was a short circuit when the light went out. It didn't catch on fire, but you could tell there was carbon scoring from a Star Wars blaster on her hand. I went, what? So, she had the light lace wings. We looked around for a while. We were using, I don't know what you call them, the onion dome with the spike on them, almost like an Islamic thing. We had a star for a while. The star didn't stay on quite right. It was always crooked. So we found another angel at a post-Christmas sale probably 4 or 5 years ago. We have not put the red ribbon. We had to get a new batch of ribbons because the flux that was on the old ribbons kind of wore off. And they weren't quite as attractive. We still have a few. I think we got a new batch of them, again, post-Christmas sale. We always go out, you know, the week after Christmas and see what we can pick up on sale in the closeout rack for 70, 80, 90% off and get some crap for next year. But we already have too much Christmas crap. So we are back to an angel. We have way, way too many ornaments. We have a box that has just ornaments, like one of those big banker's boxes with 4 layers. We rarely ever finish the first layer. In the past, we have had 2 trees, a 7-footer and a 10-foot real tree, 7-footer fake and a 10-foot real tree. We have decorated both of those trees and still had ornaments left over. So I think what we're going to do for ornaments in the future is now that Julie's married, we'll put together a care package, a starter kit with some of what she's built as a child, you know, some memories for her, some of what we've got. Not sure if things like baby's first Christmas that somebody gave us when she was first born, if that's more precious to her or to us. We'll give her the choice. I think it's more precious to us. And Lisa's going to have a place of her own in a few years, so we'll keep a few on the side for her. That'll thin out our herd, but at least it'll keep it in the family. I have something similar from when I was a kid. We call it the tacky Christmas ornament. It is a hexagonal ornament about 2-3 inches tall. One side is silver, one side is clear. And it looks like it's supposed to be kind of this fake crystal thing, but there's a plastic poinsettia inside it, and it is tacky, but it has memories. I remember when I was a kid that there were only like two of these on the whole tree, and somehow my sister got a hold of one and she gave it to me for Christmas. And you know, as sappy as that ornament is, it's those kind of things that have the special Christmas memories, and those are the ones that I want to hang on to. So I want to give my kids a chance to, take some of those. And it's funny that, there's a whole other story. You know, maybe next year I'll do the Joe Fiore thing and talk about Christmas presents, because Donna was bringing up who gave us these and where these came from. I'm like, I don't remember this stuff. Is that where the icicles came from? Very cool. So anyway, I am way, way over length on this. I look forward to talking to you. I will do my best to get these done. I do have to work a couple of days, and then we're going to get to the end of the year really, really fast. But I hope to talk to you. Hope I have enough free money in the old Auphonic account to be able to do a few more of these. Till then, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year if I don't somehow get back to this. Take care.